Blog Talk Radio.
Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, each episode is rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful and rich. Our last installment, we had Dr. Cosette White sharing on attracting the best. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and we truly do encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. As we take a close look at the power of the psyche. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a fax, an email, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's rich broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you to grab your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your iPads, your laptops, sit in front of your desktop, whatever you need to do to capture notes around today's subject, because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to get into shape to win. We're going to take a look at, again, the power of the psyche. Do you have a healthy psyche? Is the question that we have on the table in our virtual boardroom. Our psyche affects what you achieve and it impacts your dreams. It's important to understand when we speak of the psyche, what we are referring to. The psyche refers to that human nature of man or woman that is known as our soul, our spirit, or the mind. It's our consciousness, one's mental or psychological structure. And, you know, so often in my coaching practice, I have to deal with empowering others in this area of their psyche because so many of us, as you've heard me state before, we have so much thinking in our minds. You know, I often give the analogy that the power of words, all of the words that have been spoken have created and made a deposit in what Coach Adams calls our mental bank account. When we're talking about our mental bank account, know that we are referring to our psyche. We are referring to this area in which our soul is housed, this area in which our spirit has been formed, this area in which our mind has been shaped, this place of our consciousness. And I want you to know, our global listening audience, that this really and truly is a subject that we can never get enough of discussion around, because who we are, what we become or not, is a direct result of our psyche. It's a direct result of this state of my soul, my spirit, my mind, this state of my mental and psychological structure known as this place of my consciousness. Now, some of you may be thinking, who are regular listeners here on Motivational Mondays, you may be saying, well, Coach Adams, I've heard you talk about this in some form or another, and absolutely, you are correct. But we're going to take a different point of view on today's episode of Motivational Mondays around this subject, because this area, if we don't get it, we will never get a breakthrough. We will never move to this next level of elevation if we do not deal with this state of our psyche, this state of where is my soul, where is my spirit, where is my mind. It's important to know how our psyche affects anything that we become, anything that we don't become. Because many of you are sitting there listening in and you're feeling frustrated. And you're feeling frustrated. Why? Because you're not achieving your goals as rapidly as you would have hoped. You're on this pathway and you have these big dreams and you're feeling frustrated because your big dreams have not yet manifested. They're not crystallizing, and you're wondering why. This question of why. Why am I not experiencing a greater fullness? Why am I not seeing a greater yield, a greater manifestation? And I don't want you to be moving about just simply existing in life. You have the power to make a shift. And this power to make a shift is based on the state of our psyche. And again, the question on the table is, do you have a healthy psyche? Because our psyche affects what you achieve and it impacts your dreams. So it's important to understand when we speak of, again, this term psyche, what we are really referring to. And I'm restating it because I really want you to get it. I really want you to grasp it, to understand it, because we're taking a different point of view look through the kaleidoscope of life in this area that will make us or break us, in this area that will bring life or death, in this area that makes the greatest impact. It's not all of what you do that is going to yield your goal, that's going to allow your dreams to manifest. It's not just in what you do. Because you can do things, but if you're limited in your thinking, if you're limited in that place of your psyche, you're only going to accomplish so much if your consciousness does not raise to the standard and level of your dreams. You know, so often in my coaching practice, I support individuals who are coming into partnership with me as a coach because their dreams are so huge, so big beyond what they can actually imagine that they can achieve, and they feel like I need this support around me because they're greater, they're bigger than me. And I want you to know that that is the state of the reality, that so often our goals and dreams, and I truly believe more often than not, our goals and dreams are far greater than our capacity, far greater than who we are. And, you know, I was looking at this because currently in this season of my coaching practice, I'm also doing some corporate consulting. And so I have this consulting assignment, and the reason why I share this is that I really want you to make the connection around what I'm saying and why I know that this mindset of our psyche is so key, because I have this coaching, this consulting assignment in this season. And I realize that whatever the state of those in the environment is or isn't is going to determine the and dictate truly the success of the goals that have been set before you. And so if one perceives the goals are too great, then, of course, the goals are too great. Because that is their point of view that is residing in their mindset. It's too great. It's too big. It's too huge. It's not achievable. On the flip side, if one feels like it's achievable, then everything, their psyche, their actions, everything will be driven by this point of view that states that it's doable. I often use the reference, and you've heard the term, is your glass half empty or half full? And for Coach Adams, I love a great challenge. And so my mindset, I always fight to see the half full point of view. Whereas you have many that all they can see is the glass half empty. if there is anything negative to find in a situation, they can find the negative. Why? Because their psyche is one of, their psyche referring to, of course, as we reconnect, that humanity side of them, their soul, their spirit, and their mind, their consciousness, their mental and psychological structure is that of a negative point of view. And those that are regular listeners here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, you know that Coach Adams loves to bring you acronyms around a specific word so that you get a point of view and different offshoots of that word that you can really see it and gain the principles at a different degree. And so tonight, of course, our buzzword is psyche, P-S-Y-C-H-E, psyche. And we're looking at how our psyche is affected. And so the first is, and I've been talking about it quite a bit in this setup, is our point of view. How we view the world around us, our point of view. And our point of view is key because we have the power to shift our point of view. And I want us to understand that although we may be looking at where we are today, I want you to be encouraged that your psyche is constantly growing, evolving, and changing. And it's constantly growing, evolving, and changing because your soul, man, is growing, evolving, and changing, good or not so good. Your spirit, man, is growing, evolving, and changing, good or not so good, meaning negatively or positively, you're always growing and shifting and changing. Your soul, your spirit, your mind is constantly evolving, growing, shifting, changing. Because as you gain new information or you have new experience, first part of what we've stated affects our psyche, our point of view, how we view the world, it's affected. It's affected in a way that's either negative or positive, but nevertheless, it is affected. And so our point of view, this position of how do I see the world? What are the glasses, the filters in which I see the world? Is everything filtered through that term of rose-colored glasses? Is everything filtered through my perception of negativity, that the glass is always half empty? Can I always find the negative in the situation? Or is my glass always half full? And so this point of view truly affects our psyche, how we view the world around us. This point of view, in turn, as we're talking about psyche and how our psyche is affected, it affects our state of mind. Our state of mind being our consciousness. So this psyche has great power because, one, it's based on and affects my point of view, how I view the world around me, how do I view the circumstances that I may face, the challenges that I may come up against. It, in turn, makes a shift in my state of mind, my consciousness. So this psyche has great power. This place of my soul, this place of my spirit, my humanity, this place of my mind, my consciousness, this mental and psychological structure known as my psyche can affect so many areas of my life. my point of view is key, because my point of view, how I view the world, is going to dictate if I achieve my goals or not, if I crystallize my dreams or not. And so it's real important to understand where your psyche is in this process, negative or positive, optimistic or pessimistic, glass half empty or half full, because your point of view is going to affect your state of mind. And your state of mind is a compilation of all of those various words that have been spoken into you, your emotional bank account, all of that is residing there. Files have been created like a file cabinet where you have all of these various words and picture images have been connected with and are tagged and associated with each of these words, negative or positively, and this becomes your mind. This becomes the very fabric, the foundation of who you are in this very moment, but not necessarily who you have to continue to be. And so when we're talking about and looking at and examining our psyche, this humanity side of us, this which makes us human, compiled of my soul, my spirit, my mind, which is truly my consciousness, my mental or psychological structure, this psyche. You've heard the term of psychopath. It's the root is psyche, and it's one becomes a psychopath because of the condition, the state of their soul, spirit, or mind. Their psychological structure has imperfections. It has cracks in the foundation. And so what I want us to understand is that we need to make sure that we have a strong psychological foundation, that our soul is in a healthy place, that our spirit is in a healthy place. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter if you believe what I believe in, and I'm not trying to infringe my belief onto others. But this is a basic foundational makeup of one's psyche, this psychological structure that includes these various areas. The human soul, the spirit, and the condition of our mind. So whatever your beliefs are, if your spirit is not in the right place, this in turn affects the structure of your psychological makeup, your psychological structure, this mental and or psychological structure that is that very foundation of your consciousness and your psyche and how you view the world. Remember we said the P for psyche is this point of view, how I view the world. It sounds so simple, but do you know that how you view the world will in turn affect everything? It affects everything. You know, I love my mentors. They are so wise. And so often we'll have a conversation around a specific scenario. And because of his wisdom, he'll share something. I'm like, wow, what a great point of view. I didn't even think about that. I didn't even see that. And I didn't see it because of my limited point of view. And all of us have limits in our point of view. All of us have limits in how we actually view the world. And so it's important to understand that my psyche, how it's affected is how I view the world, my point of view, P, point of view, which in turn, as we stated earlier, it affects my state of mind. This very state of where my mind resides, where my mind lives from day to day. And it's all a byproduct of the various words that have been deposited on the inside of us that make us who we are, that have brought us together in these three basic foundational areas of our soul, our spirit, our mind. You know, I love when I hear stories of individuals who are overcomers. They don't see and view limits like other people may do. You know, I think about the individual that has no limbs, and his organization is based on that. And he goes around the world and he speaks, and you look at him and you see, wow, he has no physical limbs, but yet his psyche is so healthy, the psychological structure is so healthy that one individual doesn't view the limits that another individual does. You know, Helen Keller is another example, blind, could not see, but yet the point of view of not being able to see was not a hindrance. Stevie Wonder, great musician, can't see, but yet look at what he has accomplished. No limits. The point of view was not. Ray Charles, I can go on with various individuals and name them. You can tell me individuals that you know that the world would say, wow, they can't because of the physical challenges or limitations, but yet their point of view does not see those limits. How they view the world does not dictate limits. It's evident in each of their journeys of those individuals, just those few individuals that have been named. You know, I think about a basketball player many years ago, Muggsy Bogues, very short for the NBA standards, but yet his point of view was not that I can't. And that's what I want us to understand, that your psyche, if your point of view is that of limitation, if your point of view is that of the glass being half empty, that of a pessimist, that of negativity, that is in turn what you are going to yield. So P, our point of view, how we view the world. S, our state of mind, which is this makeup of all of these words that now bring together our soul, our spirit, our mind, gives this yield based on all of those deposits. A little deposit here, a little deposit there, a little deposit here, a big deposit there, a huge deposit here, a huge deposit here, a little snippet here, a little snippet there, all of that now manifests and creates our yield. It creates this inside-out transformation. What's on the inside now comes out. In what we begin to speak, in what we say, people can tell where you reside based on what you say. They can tell if you are an overcomer based on what you speak. They can tell if you're a fighter based on what you speak. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart being that foundational structure on the inside, based on the abundance of the heart, that center of who we are, our soul, our spirit, and our mind, based on the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So whatever is on the inside, it is going to spill over on the outside. You cannot hide where you really reside because that shows up as your yield. And it shows up as your yield in what you speak, what you say, or in what you don't say. It is that inside out manifestation, those intangibles that have been deposited on the inside, that have shaped our point of view, that have created our state of mind. Now there is a yield, and we begin to speak words based on what's on the inside of us. You know, I was having a conversation with a beautiful young lady, and she was sharing something with me, and I was listening to her because so often the coach, she'll just happen to overflow and bubble out. And she was seeking, you know, insight and wisdom. And I said, you know, the coach in me is hearing something. Let me share with you what I'm hearing. Because she was speaking this negativity, and she didn't even realize that she was speaking this negativity. And when I brought that to her awareness, I knew that it was a manifestation of what was already deposited on the inside of her. She didn't have that consciousness because so often we're walking around, we're speaking these words, we are not thinking about that every single last word that I speak, I give life to. Why? Because there is such great power in the power of words, in those words that I speak. When I speak a word, I speak life or death. When I speak a word, I speak from my point of view of an optimist or a pessimist. When I speak a word, I reveal the state of my mind in those words that were spoken based on my glass being half empty or half full. And so as we're talking about how our psyche is affected, how this human soul, humanity part of me, my spirit and my mind, my consciousness, one's mental and psychological structure, their makeup, how it's affected by my point of view. It's affected by my state of mind. It's affected in the words that I speak that become my yield. It's affected by C, the circle of individuals around me. You know, this is a simple phrase. I know you've heard it. I'm not the first to speak it. Birds, you can finish it for me. Birds of a feather, what? You said it. I heard you virtually. Flock together. So if you want to do a check-in on your psyche, start to examine and look at the circle of individuals you have around you. It can be very telling and very revealing because birds of a feather, so they say, flock together. But if your point of view, your state of mind is that of an eagle, even though you may be fighting to soar and take flight, you can still have the mindset of other eagles around you. So who is that circle that you have positioned around you? Because that circle is so powerful. Why? Because that circle, in addition to the words that have already been deposited in you in those formative years and those words that you've deposited in you in what you've read, in what you've seen, in what you've heard, That circle that you have around you, guess what? They now have the power to plant additional words into your psyche. Every word that they're speaking into your soul, your spirit, your mind. They're adding to your mental and psychological structure with the words that they speak. Imagine, if you will, you are beyond excited. Woo! You have this great idea. You know it's big. No one has to tell you that because you know where you are. And so you speak this vision to someone in your circle, and they begin to tell you, man, girl, you can't do that. Are you crazy? Now they're in your circle. What words just took root? There was a deposit made. Man, girl, you can't. You're already struggling with what you have on the inside that has already been deposited. You know it's huge. You go to your ace boon coon, as one would say, your boy, your girl, your BFF, and you speak it, and they now reaffirm that little seed that tells you you can't, based on their point of view, their state of mind. Now they are speaking words into your life, into your emotional bank account. Those words are powerful in that those words now start to take a deposit, to make a deposit, excuse me. Those words begin to make a deposit. They start to grow roots because someone else is coming, watering those words in your circle, telling you, man, girl, you can't. It seems so simple, but they have planted that seed of negativity that now we're talking about what affects our psyche. Those words is from the circle around you. Now add to the layers of your point of view, how you view the world around you. Those words, if you don't have the right circle around you, now affect your state of mind. Those words now become your yield of what you speak because there was a little seed planted. Man, girl, you can't. From someone in that circle of trust, someone around you, remember, you went to this individual excited about this dream. You knew it was big. But you're going to that circle of trust thinking they're going to encourage you, and now they plant a seed of discouragement. Imagine how you feel when you leave that individual. And so what affects our psyche is clearly the circle of individuals that we have around us. And I love to always use the phrase from Meet the Fockers, a movie with Robert De Niro many years ago. Coach Adams may be dating herself now. But I love to utilize this term, this circle of trust, because these are the individuals that you have positioned around you that you trust. And so imagine, if you will, if someone in your circle that you trust now speaks a negative word around your vision, how that's going to affect the manifestation of your goals, how that is going to affect your yield of living out your dreams. And, you know, my heart is always, from a coaching point of view, I do not desire for any of us, self included, and I'm in process, and those of you that are regular listeners, you know, Coach Adams is very transparent with sharing. I'm in process. I'm on the journey as well. We may be at a different point on our journey, but we're all, as long as we have life and breath in our bodies, we're still in process. We're still on the journey. So when I share this with you, I am living it through each day, moment by moment, this reality of how the individuals in your circle can affect the words that are deposited that affect your psyche, your point of view, your state of mind, and your yield, that which you begin to speak from the inside out because of that circle around you. And my point of sharing and recapping all of that is that my heart as a coach is not that any of us, self-included, would simply be just existing here on earth, existing in life, but that we would live a fullness of life, a life that is abundant. And that abundance doesn't necessarily always mean the monetary. And last week, I loved that we had Dr. Cosette White sharing with us, and it was very telling and very revealing, because when you think about what her book is founded on and the basis of what was discussed on last week, the whole subject and topic around the subject matter associated with attracting the best, one would think that that best is always the money, the resources, the money, the resources. And what I love, Dr. Cosette White said, yes, that is a part of it, because I share it often. And so often, sometimes I get a little misunderstood when I'm sharing that. No, don't misunderstand, Coach Adams. I'm not saying that we don't need the resources, the money. But when we're talking about abundance, it's not always that. This abundance is that you have, and I love this, of what we're talking about tonight, this abundance is that your soul is healthy, it's thriving, it is now abundant. Your spirit is soaring, it's in a healthy place. Your mind is soaring, it's in a healthy place. And when our consciousness is in a healthy place, when our mental and psychological structure is in a healthy place, now I'm thriving. I'm living a life of abundance from the inside out first. Now, yes, absolutely. In the natural, things will then become a manifestation of my yields in life, will now be a product of what I speak and what's on the inside. Subject to the circle around me, subject to, if we go upline and we take it back a little bit further, to the yield, those things that I speak from the inside out, because the manifestation of what I speak out of the abundance of the heart is all a product of my state of mind. My state of mind is a direct result of my point of view. All of this affects my psyche. This psyche now, as we look at this acronym, it now gives me this foundation that becomes my heart center of who I am. My heart center of who I am. This heart center is my character. My character is now manifested based on all of those various areas that we have spoken about this evening and discussed in great details. And we are going to give those of you who desire to share in the discussion in just a moment. We are going to open our lines up. And I trust if you have a question or a comment, would love to know Are you getting anything from what is being shared and what has been spoken on this evening? Because my heart as a coach, I don't come to Motivational Mondays from week to week just because I want to come and consume your time and bring you nothing. My hope is that you tune in because you're getting something that is valuable. You're getting something that now you're feeling more equipped on your journey to move to the next level, a different nugget, a thought, something that supports you in moving to the next level. You know, 2 weeks ago on our Shape Up, we spoke about staying in the race and finishing the race. Now we're looking at things, you know, because even to be in the race, you have to have a healthy psyche. And we talked about different aspects of what a runner needs 2 weeks ago to stay in the race, to be prepared for that race. Now we're moving and looking at things from a different point of view. So if you would like to ask a question or give a comment, again, would love to hear from you, those that are listening in. If you're getting any value, is there anything that you were able to say, aha, taking away? The heart center was our H. And we said that in this process, my psychological structure, my mental and psychological structure, a product of my soul, my spirit, and my mind, it does not have to stay in the state of where it is today. So the E is it should be, because we're talking about the power of the psyche and what affects the psyche, our point of view, our state of mind, which brings about our yields in life, the circle of individuals we have around us that are speaking into our lives, the condition of my heart, which now brings about my character. It becomes my core, those core values of my heart center of who I am. And I should be evolving and developing on a regular basis. You know, I would hope that if you tuned in to Motivational Mondays today, presented by Inspired Media for You, that if this is your first time tuning in, that when you tune in, whenever it is again, that you can sense some growth, some evolving, some developing, not only in me, but in you, because of this change that should be happening from moment to moment. This is the time in our broadcast, our programming, when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in today's discussion. We want you to know that if you're already dialed in, you would simply hit 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We definitely want to hear from you and know that this is a safe space and your resident empowerment coach is in session. For those of you that are sitting in front of your electronic device, I want you to know that you need to dial in. You need to dial the call-in number, which is 516-459-374, 516-459-3374. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. And we love the interaction. It adds to a greater level of richness. I see that we have a caller, and I will prepare to transition our caller in. Caller, area code 916, last 4 digits, 6045. Welcome to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams. You have a question or a comment for us today?
Yes. Hello, Coach. You know, I feel like we're often trained well on more or less being around or having people in your circle that don't influence you in the direction that you're going. And I feel like I get that. Two things. I'm not sure how to, and I'm going to just say it in a really kind of harsh way, but I don't mean it in a harsh way. I don't know how to get rid of those people. And secondly, okay. the people that I do aspire to have in the circle that are in a positive direction of my flow, they're often really busy and they're doing their thing, and I'm like, how do I entangle myself with these individuals who don't have time to reach back and empower me, or don't have time to encourage me in any way? I mean, I just never could understand how you can actually be around the people that are in your direction of influence. I don't understand that part, unfortunately.
Mm. You know, I love your question and the realness and transparency of it, because that is key. And, you know, one of the things that I found is that it's in relationships, simply building and establishing relationships. People make time for people that they want to spend time with, negative or positive. And so if I, for example, being a coach, if I see that someone is desiring to establish a relationship with me and they are willing to take and invest the time to grow and learn who I am, to spend time with me and so on and so forth, and show that they're interested in me, I now step back and say, huh, it's a little trigger for me beyond the masses. And so I'm like, oh, okay. Now you've allowed yourself to become on that person's radar when you express an interest in what's most important to them. And you take the time to show, hey, I'm interested in you. I want to spend some time with you. I want to bond with you. It's not that you're saying, I want to spend time with you. I want to bond with you. It's in those action steps that you take. So how do you entangle with, how do you grow with those individuals that you want to bring into your circle? You have to start spending time in those things that are that they are interested in, so that you now allow yourself to be on their radar and interact and show them, I'm interested in you. I want to learn more about you in your actions. You know, it could be, for example, a key example, we're on Motivational Mondays. A way that someone would speak my love language to me as a coach is, tune in to Motivational Monday. Make a comment on Facebook. Now I'm like, I'm now intrigued by you. May not know who you are, but now I see that you're interested in something that's important to me. And now I want to become interested in you. You got that, huh? So now I become interested in you because you've expressed an interest in me. You've now allowed yourself to be brought to the forefront, taking that, you know, socially and what have you, making a comment or whatever the case may be. You are showing your interest through the time of where you're investing it in those areas that are interesting to me. Does that make sense?
Totally, totally.
Okay,
it does.
Perfect. And
it still seems on the all things that are possible through Christ side. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I will certainly attempt. And it is a sacrifice. I think you said that. It's a sacrifice.
Yes.
I myself don't always have time to express my interest in what they do, because then you're kind of taken off of what you do and you're like, and all of a sudden you're putting all this effort into getting their attention. I guess we don't often want to feel that way as busy folks or adults. It just seems kind of, I don't know. I think you're absolutely right, though.
Well, you know, and here's another thought to think about. Don't think about it so much as I'm just, and again, we're being very specific contextually in what we're talking about, in that one of the questions, and we're going to deal with the other part of that as well, is that you were saying, okay, how do I position myself to have another level of circle around me? I'm trying to
yes.
aspire to this level. So this answer is specifically associated with how you would position yourself. For it could be one person, two people, whatever it is. For those individuals that you want to bond and connect with, then what I'm sharing with you is how you do that in sacrificing your time in an area that is important to them, and then make them aware that it's important to you. Now you bring yourself to the forefront of their radar. And how do you reposition others that may not be the positive force of energy that you want in your life? You now have to make tough decisions and say, I can love you, but I'm going to love you at a distance. In the theater, I love this illustration that I have seen some time ago, this quote, you know, everybody can't be on the front row in a theater of your life. Some people are going to be in the balcony. You have to determine, and we determine it based on, quote, unquote, the airtime, the face time, the personal time that we give that individual. Where are they in the theater of our lives? Some people don't even make it in the building of the theater. They're on the outside. So you have to determine where those people should be positioned. And when you make that determination, you now give your time accordingly. You can love people at a distance. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're nasty and just cut people. I'm cutting you off. You begin to reshift. You see the theater in your life, and you begin to reshift and say, okay, this person, orchestra, front row, they're right in the pit. They're in the circle right there. This one, they're in the first 10 rows. They're in the next 20 rows, you know, whatever. They're in the balcony. This one, they haven't even gotten
nice.
To the theater. And then your time is based on where you view that individual, but we have to, in the boundaries that we set or don't set, we have to now begin to reposition people. And again, it's not being nasty and rude and you're in the balcony of my life now. No, you just do it. You hold your standard. You hold your boundary. You don't have to scream from the rafters, I'm repositioning, you know, and be nasty and all of that. No, you just internally, you make the shift, and your time and your focus is based on their position in the theater of your life. I hope that makes sense.
I'm officially motivated.
Well, I am so happy to hear that. That's the goal of Motivational Mondays. And, oh, my gosh, as I'm looking at the time, I'm like, wow, how quickly an hour of power flies by. And I have to thank you again, our audience member. Thank you so much for tuning in today, for participating. I want to share with you all that if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Wow, we are on the fast track to 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. Mark your calendars, save the date, know that tickets, early bird tickets are currently available for the next Win Shop with Coach Adams, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. You don't want to miss it. July 29th, for complete event details and to register. Early bird registration is open now. There's a savings currently for those early birds through May 15th. Tickets are only $25. Visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. And I want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment that has been designed to support you on your journey every Monday. We're right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Let's continue this conversation through our social medium of our Facebook Motivational Mondays group form. It's an open form, open group. If you have additional questions, maybe you didn't get a question in today, you have additional comments around today's show, visit, again, our Facebook Motivational Mondays form. You can make a question. And maybe you have a show topic or guest that you want to share with us. And speaking of guests, on our next installment of Motivational Mondays, we have Lois Green joining us, business liaison, who is affectionately known as the economic evangelist, and she will be sharing on handling your business. You don't want to miss next week's installment. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's always a pleasure, a joy, and an honor to sow into your lives on your journey. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. One who inspires, I coach, and you win. Again, thank you so much for tuning in.